Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 10, you will hear stories from our 11th collection, Foolhardy. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Gladys, Rolling Down the Highway, by Gene Van Buren. Gladys, the red 1971 Toyota station wagon, was crammed all the way with just a sliver of visibility for the rearview mirror. With Genesis on the radio, choreographing my cruising over the winding pass between Nevada and California, there was a loud bang with scraping metal sound interrupting my vehicle's dance at the crest. This was the maiden solo road trip for this car. My graduation present, blue vinyl suitcases, were jammed with my cut-off shorts, my t-shirts, handmade sundresses and blouses, sandals and grocery store tennis shoes. My worldly possessions of a JCPenney sewing machine, comforter and flat pillows were bundled for my escape from Pittsburgh, PA to Santa Cruz, CA in September 1977. I'd purchased Gladys with money saved during high school while working at the local ice cream store, Twin Kiss, and the dry cleaners. Highway 80 is almost a straight line of 2,650 miles through 9 states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, California. The adventure was old school, with folded maps, USA Atlas, no GPS, no cell phones, no ATMs, no credit card, nor CB radio. I had the front seat stuffed with bedding for sleeping and rest stops at the end of 700-mile-ish days. I was equipped with AM-only radio and only cash. But Gladys was also loaded with the ambitious dreams of a righteous teenager. I played leapfrog with truckers and along the way joined a few characters for lunch and conversations. Most truckers were veterans that had rambling stories if someone took the time to listen. AM radio signals don't carry the music very far, so when not listening to the farm equipment commercials, I was singing songs from memory, like Itsy Bitsy Spider and Jingle Bells, to pass the time. I packed typical unhealthy road trip snacks like Twizzlers, Cheez-Its, chips, and pop. I took breaks about every 2 hours for meals, gas, or bathroom breaks. The impetus for this trip was my family situation. I come from a crowd of 12 siblings with a dad who decided to charge me rent to live under his roof. His rules because I wasn't going to college after high school. I was now going somewhere, out of there for sure. To a place I was wanted and could make my own rules. Why California? Well, that is another story that involves driving the Alcan Highway in July with my brother Bill, who was transferred from infantry in Anchorage to officer training at West Point, including 5,100 miles of learning to drive a stick shift, observing the wildlife like moose and grizzlies, and picking up hitchhikers before the Canadian border. One of the hitchhikers, a drifter named Brad, smelled like an oil pan and left our company in Banff. The other, a backpacker named Mark, who survived a canoeing disaster, was hitching a ride back to Santa Cruz. Mark departed to the ride in Cheyenne on Highway 80, and we, Bill and I, took the left back to Pittsburgh. After chatting for a scandalous number of summer months, the Gladys adventure hatched all because of those paths crossed in Alaska with my late first husband. By the time I determined what all that metal scraping racket was through the sliver of visibility, I realized my spare tire had broken loose from the clamp holding it underneath Gladys. I eventually pulled over at the bottom of the hill about a mile down from that escaped tire. I trekked up the highway to retrieve the runaway wheel. Lucky for me, a ditch ran beside the road the same width as my spare. I was so proud of the coincidence that I wouldn't have to lug that heaviness a mile down the road. I put the tire in the ditch and walked alongside it. I must have forgotten that gravity is a thing. I discovered I couldn't keep up with a tire rolling down a hill with just my hand on it. The tire picked up speed. Faster and faster it accelerated. It bolted across two lanes of the westbound highway. It hopped over the grassy median strip. It bounced over two lanes of eastbound traffic and leaped over cars. I guess it was fortunate the trip was old school, because with cell phone cameras, the scene today would have gone viral of this teenager chasing a rolling and bouncing tire down a mountain. That tire managed not to hit anyone or anything and landed miraculously across from Gladys, four lanes over. I carried the tire, crossing the two eastbound lanes, the median strip, and the two westbound lanes, then fastened the tire back into its rightful place under the car. Just as I was done stowing the spare into the clamp, a highway patrolman arrived, parked behind Gladys, and got out to ask if I needed any assistance. Of all the thoughts that ran through my head, I simply chuckled. Not anymore. Copyright 2024, Gene Van Buren. Gene Van Buren lives in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, by way of Chesapeake, Pittsburgh, Santa Cruz, and Austin, where she is a local crafter and storyteller. As a member of North Carolina Writers Network, this story is a spark towards more memories being written and edited, as boy mom of five, dating escapades over 38 years, and growing up in a crowd of 12 siblings. Her annual Christmas writings, enjoyed by friends and family over 20 years, might just include the news of an action screenplay for her celebrity crush, Jason Statham. She says, "We all have a story in us. Get it out." Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 11 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.